action for war. Russian industry west of the Volga had been almost obliterated. America had not been spared. By VJ Day in the Pacific, 322,188 of her youth had been lost in battle or had died in the service, and approximately 700,000 more had been wounded. The nation had poured forth resources in unstinted measure, not only to support her own armies and navies and air forces, but also to give her allies equipment and weapons with which to operate effectively against the common enemy. Each of the Allies had, according to its means, contributed to the common cause, but America had stood preeminent as the arsenal of democracy. We were the nation which, from the war's beginning to its end, had achieved the greatest transformation from almost complete military weakness to astounding strength and effectiveness. Europe had been at war for a full year before America became alarmed over its pitifully inadequate defenses. When the nation began in 1939 first steps toward strengthening its military establishment, it started from a position as close to zero as a great nation could conceivably have allowed itself to sink. That summer, the Germans were massing against the Polish frontiers 60 infantry divisions, 14 mechanized and motorized divisions, 3 mountain divisions, more than 4,000 planes, and thousands of tanks and armored cars. To oppose them, the Poles could mobilize less than a third that strength in all categories. Their force was doomed to quick destruction under the fury and weight of the German assault. But the Polish army, easy victim though it was to Hitler's war machine, far surpassed the United States Army in numbers of men and pieces of equipment. On July 1, 1939, the Army's enlisted strength in the United States, air, ground, and service, was less than 130,000. Of 3 organized and 6 partially organized infantry divisions, not one approached its combat complement. There were 2 cavalry divisions at less than half strength, but there was not one armored division, and the total number of men in scattered tank units was less than 1,500. The entire Air Force consisted of approximately 1,175 planes designed for combat and 17,000 men to service, maintain, and fly them. Overseas, to hold garrisons from the Arctic Circle to the equator and from Panama to Corregidor, 8,000 miles away, there were 45,300 soldiers. 2 increases, authorized during the summer and fall of 1939, raised the active army at home and overseas to 227,000. But there it remained during the 8 months that Germany, brutally triumphant over Poland, was readying her full might for the conquest of Western Europe. The American people still believed that distance provided adequate insulation between us and any conflict in Europe or Asia. Comparatively few understood the direct relationship between American prosperity and physical safety on the one hand, and on the other the existence of a free world beyond our shores. Consequently, the only Americans who thought about preparation for war were a few professionals in the armed services and those far-seeing statesmen who understood that American isolation from any major conflict was now completely improbable. In the spring of 1940, with the German seizure of Denmark and Norway, the blitz that had swept from the Rhine through France to the Bay of Biscay, and the crippled retreat of the British Army from Dunkirk, America began to grow uneasy. By the middle of June, the regular Army's authorized strength had been increased to 375,000. By the end of August, Congress had authorized mobilization of the National Guard. 6 weeks later, selective service was in operation. By the summer of 1941, the Army of the United States, composed of regulars, guardsmen, and citizen soldiers, numbered 1,500,000. No larger peacetime force had ever been mustered by this country. It was, nevertheless, only a temporary compromise with international fact. The 1,000,000 men who had come into the Army through the National Guard and selective service could not be required to serve anywhere outside the Western Hemisphere or for more than 12 months at home. In the summer of 1941, consequently, with the Germans racing across Russia and their Japanese allies,